This is the Archaeology News Weekly, and I'm David Connolly. This news is brought to you in partnership between Stone Pages and the British Archaeological Jobs Resources website. All the stories have been collected from various sources, and to view details on each story, including the source, please see the Stone Pages website at news.stonepages.com. And now, the main headlines from around the world are as follows. New prehistoric sites have been discovered in western Iran, while an ancient settlement is found in Italy. Traces of 7,000-year-old humans are found in Texas, and in China, a city reveals superb jade-working technology. Iron Age settlements are discovered in Yorkshire, and the secrets of Swamp Girl are revealed in Germany. Prehistoric dentists in Pakistan are also revealed, and in Yorkshire, ploughing at Thornborough is seen as a new problem. A new group for discussion of Iron Age hill forts is formed on the internet, and finally, the secrets of ancient Syrian settlements are investigated. The team of archaeologists working in Kermanshah province in Iran recently discovered 40 prehistoric and historic sites. The head of the team, Mahin Kermanjani, stated that experts believe the sites are from the Neolithic and Copper Ages, as well as the Parthian and Sassanid eras. She went on to say that landmines left over from the Iran-Iraq war in the border towns have created some problems for cultural heritage experts during their excavations, adding that some of the sites have also been used for agricultural purposes by farmers. Italian archaeologists believe they have found the ancient city of Amaclea. The massive walled settlement dating from the 6th to 3rd century BCE was believed by Renaissance scholars to be somewhere near Lake Fondi, between Rome and Naples. The road in that area is a perfectly preserved stretch of the ancient Via Appia, and after a tough climb, the researchers found the remains of an old city, which appears to have been destroyed by an earthquake. According to the myth, the city was founded by the twin sons of Zeus's Castor and Pollux, whose Spartan followers clashed with Aeneas. Rome's archaeological director, Anna Maria Reggiani, commented that the city was safe for the moment from incursions because it was in such an isolated area. Human remains and artifacts dating back nearly 10,000 years have been found in the Guadalupe River floodplain of South Victoria County in Texas in the USA. A prehistoric cemetery thought to date back to between 7 to 10,000 years ago was also discovered and is one of only three of that size in North America. The others are in southern Illinois and Florida. 80 burials have been excavated, but there could be as many as 200. The oldest radiocarbon-dated individual is up to 8,500 years old. Researchers are confident the rest of the site was occupied as far back as 10,000 years ago because of flint points found there from that period. There is nothing to indicate a European connection as yet, and they could be part of an early population from Northeast Asia. But some in the field believe that they may have been immigrants from Europe or the Pacific region who contributed to an early American population. The study showed that there were several individuals who lived to be 70 years old and still had all their own teeth, indicating that they led a relatively healthy life. The expected lifespan of hunter-gatherers would have been around 45 years. It appears that they had a mixed diet obtained from the river floodplain and the prairie, and there was also indications that food had been brought from the coast. In Hanshan County in China, archaeologists have discovered a site that was inhabited 5,000 years ago. In 1985, a villager found jade rings, stone axes and stone chisels when he was digging a grave for his mother. That was the beginning of the discovery of these important ruins of the late Neolithic. From 1987 to 2000, archaeologists excavated the site where they discovered more than 1,200 artifacts, including an altar, 66 graves, carved jade and pottery. Amongst these are the earliest jade dragons and the largest stone shovel discovered in China to date. Among the currently catalogued prehistoric settlements, this site has the largest collection of jade pieces ever found. But while using powerful 50 times magnification, a tiny hole was also found on the back of one of the jade statues. The diameter of the hole is only 0.15 millimeters in diameter and would have required a drill only slightly thicker than a strand of hair to create. An Iron Age settlement has been unearthed in the path of a village bypass in East Yorkshire in England. Archaeologists have found the remains of an ancient roundhouse, stones for grinding grain, pottery and animal bones, as well as the burial site of a woman who may have lived there more than 2,000 years ago. Senior archaeologist Paul Wheelhouse said the remote settlement was one of a number found in the Yorkshire Wolds. He believes the Iron Age roundhouse could have held up to a dozen members of an extended family of pre-Romano-British farmers. The imprint of their home, a thatched circular roundhouse with a ditch, is clearly visible in the clay soil. Post holes for timber and wattle and daub walls have also been found. Quern stones for grinding grain and animal bones show how they lived off the land and were keeping pigs and sheep. They also found the burial site of an adult female, but there were no grave goods to reveal if she was from the same period as the roundhouse. Radiocarbon dating of the remains should provide an answer. Other items from the dig include pottery, metal objects and animal bones from the Iron Age and later Roman period. These will all undergo scrutiny, including X-ray examination. Italian researchers say they have found the world's oldest dentists drilling away in Pakistan 9,000 years ago. The Neolithic precursors of today's dental experts used tiny flint-tipped wooden drills which whirled around 20 times a second using little bows. Signs of drilling have so far been seen in 11 molars out of almost 5,000 teeth found at a necropolis in Pakistan. The teeth have been loaned by the Pakistan government to Rome's Pigorini Ethnography Museum, where experts hope to find more holes. The dentists invented a whole new therapy using their existing expertise of creating beaded necklaces. The team found 11 drilled permanent crowns, with one showing evidence of tooth enamel removal and micro-tool carving of the cavity wall. Four had signs of decay linked to the drilled hole, indicating the intervention may have been therapeutic. Alfredo Coppo of Rome's University's Human Biology Department said they first thought the holes in the teeth were due to tooth decay, but then they looked at the beads from the area and the apertures of the bead drill holes, a few tenths of a millimetre in diameter, and they are the same size as the holes in the teeth. So far, no traces of fillings have been found. But materials such as bitumen, resin and cotton that could have been used to fill the drill holes are abundant at the Pakistani site. Time Watch have been contacted by locals at Thornborough in North Yorkshire, England, asking why the central henge has been ploughed. During a recent talk, they were led to believe that the area within the hedge that surrounds the henges was subject to a land management deal that meant this area would not be ploughed. However, Time Watch can confirm that the area between the hedge and the bank of the central henge has been ploughed in the last week or so. This is the area that holds the outer ditch of the central henge and is therefore part of the nationally important scheduled monument site. Time Watch contacted English Heritage regarding this, who said they were looking into the exact terms of the land management deal. It seems odd that Tarmac has allowed this to happen on its land, especially at a time when the company is keen to point out the threat to archaeology from ploughing in the area, said Time Watch chairman George Chaplin. The farmer has agreed previously that it was important to preserve as much of the henges as possible. His commitment to the henges must now surely be in doubt. Tarmac have been very keen to highlight the threat of ploughing at Ladybridge, yet have made no effort to address this issue on the other land that it owns. Time Watch are actually very keen to hear the results of the English Heritage investigation of this matter, as are we. A Yahoo group on the subject of Iron Age hill forts has now been created out of an interest in finding out more about their distribution and to draw together general information on the subject. Members can contribute to this project by posting lists or files from sources they have access to, such as Ordnance Survey map sheets, or by studying regional and local websites and literature. It's hoped this project will spur interest in the general subject of these remarkable sites. The group is currently unmoderated, and you can join it at groups.yahoo.com/group/hill_forts. For a time in 2003, it looked like archaeological exploration in the Middle East might come to a halt. In the past year, the University of Arkansas Assistant Professor Jesse Cassana has successfully resumed excavations in a little studied area in northwestern Syria and is uncovering a rich record of human settlement. What Cassana and his team learn about the formation of the tell could serve as a model for understanding the formation of tells in general, the ancient mounds that are common in the Orontes Valley, where Karkur is located, and throughout the Middle East. That knowledge could be an important link to understanding the organisation of human settlements in the ancient world. He calls the sites in the valley and bordering mountains phenomenal. They have documented Neolithic sites, previously unknown Crusader period castles, and everything in between. Cassana explained that they're now using satellite photographs, which has revolutionised the way archaeologists work, particularly in the Middle East. The release of Cold War-era spy satellite imagery makes it now possible to see the landscape of northwestern Syria and bordering Turkey as it was in the 50s to the 70s, before ploughs and irrigation systems obliterated large parts of the archaeological record. During the summer of 2005, Cassana and a team of graduates and undergraduates sought to reveal the formation of the tell through the ages and to develop a digital map of the site. In general, tells form gradually in a place where people live in mud brick houses and build on top of the remains of the fallen structures. Tell Karkur is an unusual formation of two tells, and the satellite imagery suggested other settlements in the area. Thanks to the work of Jack Cothran, assistant professor in geology, Cassana has been able to convert the satellite images into three-dimensional images. In 3D, it is then possible to see the subtle changes in the land that would have not been observable from ground level or by conventional satellite imagery. For example, slightly raised areas, probably created by the upcast earth from digging or by levees, outlined the ancient canal systems that flowed through the valley. From the satellite photos, it was possible to see an area much like a halo of disturbed ground around the tells. Digging in this halo region, it revealed a Neolithic settlement about 100 feet from the north tell. And finally, an exciting new Sites and Monuments record has just been created online. The Perth and Kinross website has recently been revised by Badger itself and now includes a searchable database of over 14,500 sites. It's also worth pointing out that Perthshire Archaeology Month starts on the 27th of May this year. Can I remind people that many new archaeological and heritage employment opportunities, as well as a UK heritage calendar, a library and guidance section for developers and planners, can be found on Badger. That's www.bajr.org. And remember that more can always be found at Stonepages, news.stonepages.com. Thank you very much for listening to Archaeology News Weekly, and we hope you'll return again next week.